Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. Today is November 22nd. Sorry we're a little late today, about an hour and a half by my reckoning. I had a water main break going into my house. That's the funnest. I know those of you who've been there are going to completely agree with me on that one. By the way, if you ever need some backhoe work done, Andy Brosma is the guy you want to hit up. He does a great job. I was watching him flatten out the dirt after he put the dirt back in the hole. It was like shaving a face. I'm telling you, he was great. So anyway, if you need some help, give him a call. So we are going to start off with the big news of the weekend. And that was the almost, thank God, child abduction at Mammoth Mountain Ski Area. That's right, a young girl just wrapping up her ski team practice was grabbed by a strange man and forced onto the town shuttle this past Friday. Once the girl realized what was happening, she got a description of the abductor and ran. Once free, she headed straight to ski patrol and got law enforcement involved. Here is the statement from Mammoth Lakes Police Department. On November 19th, 2021, at approximately 4:15 p.m., a juvenile was pulled onto a Mammoth Mountain parking shuttle by an unknown male. The juvenile was able to get out of the situation by exiting the bus when it stopped. The juvenile described the subject as a male in his late 30s, approximately 6 feet tall, wearing black snowboard pants and a black snowboard jacket with white snowboard boots. The subject had a black snowboard with a neon green bottom. The bottom of the snowboard had a black zigzag design. When officers arrived, all buses were stopped and checked for anybody matching the description of the male subject. The area where the incident occurred was also canvassed. No one matching the description was located. The juvenile was unharmed and was reunited with her parents shortly after the incident. The investigation is still ongoing. If you have any information about this case, please contact the Mammoth Lakes Police Department at 760-965-3700. There are also statements from Mammoth Mountain as well as Mammoth Unified School District, both stressing talking to your kids about the safety of being in public environments and how to stay alert when you're around strangers and what to do in these situations. To see that and more on the story, head over to EasternSierraNow.com. Well, Friday night, there was standing room only at Bishop's popular Looney Bean coffee shop. The owners, Dustin and Corey Del Giudice, are bringing back open mic nights, and I think it is sorely needed. Multiple artists sat in and some collaborated with each other and kept a packed crowd entertained for hours. Corey mentioned to Eastern Sierra Now that they intend to do 2 open mic nights a month, and all musicians will be welcome to perform. So Eastern Sierra Now managed to film 2 of the local artists, Brandon Paul and Jordan Herbst.
So cute if you raise your knees and I can help if you're there. We could never be friends, cause every time I see you, we get this feeling. It's so familiar. So put the record over, cause I've heard all this before. You never call me when it's over. Who knows what's in store? I know this is over, can't take it anymore. I need to go.
Jordan is a barista at Looney Bean by day and clearly a musical prodigy by night. And I have to admit that I taught him in high school, so I clearly taught him everything he knows. I should get some of his music royalties for that, I think. Jordan helped organize this event and has been a guiding force in helping bring the musical arts scene back to life in Bishop. Eastern Sierra Now will be live streaming these events in the future. That is right. Make sure to subscribe at our YouTube channel to never miss a beat. You see what I did there? head over to Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube. And please subscribe, like, and ring that bell. Once you're there, you're not going to regret it. The content is fantastic, and now you've got all the local music happening in one place. So go check that out. So the National Park Service seeks public feedback on a proposal to remove contaminated soils from Gold Hill Mill in Death Valley National Park. The Mercury Amalgamation Mill was in use from the 1930s through the 1950s in Warm Springs Canyon in the southern end of the park. The mill site includes a well-preserved mill and arastra. It is easily visited via the unpaved Warm Springs Road and is near a perennial stream. Environmental analysis shows high levels of arsenic, lead, mercury, zinc, and antimony in the waste piles and the soils at the mill's foundation. The site can pose a health risk for people who visit repeatedly or spend more than a passing amount of time there. It provides a greater risk to wildlife, exceeding wildlife safe exposures to lead by 130 times, zinc by 202 times, and antimony by 327 times. The NPS proposes to remove about 50 cubic yards of contaminated soils from the mill foundation and waste piles. The materials would be disposed of in an appropriately licensed landfill. If this action is selected, more details design will be necessary to minimize risk of impacts to historic structures such as the mill. Public comments are welcome through December 26, 2021. To learn more about the project or to comment, visit parkplanning.nps.gov/Gold Hill. The link is active at Eastern Sierra Now. So as we all know, there is a controversy going on in Long Valley over the Core Mining operation that is scheduled to do exploratory drilling in the immediate future, which potentially can lead to an open pit leach gold mine, which will destroy the habitat. So over the weekend, two women organized a protest rally on Main Street in Mammoth Lakes, and we got an interview with them. So without further ado, here is the protest organizers, Amber Rassler and Emily Markstein.
Just for those that don't know what's happening, what is going on out at Hawker?
So more or less about a week and a half ago, the United States Forest Service admitted they approved permits for exploratory drilling to a mining company called Core Mining. And this includes, so they're exploring the area for gold. And then what comes after is a proposed strip mine to the area. And so with both of those things, there's environmental impacts that can occur and most likely will occur. Not only that, but it'll also impact some of the area tourism and as well as like habitat for some of the
sage grouse,
yeah,
the mule deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. As an environmentalist, I was like really drawn in by the environmental impacts, but we also want to like bring awareness to the community about the noise that this is gonna like have along with it, the light pollution, the amount of dust, how it's gonna impact camping, fishermen, ranchers. So it's not just like outdoor enthusiasts that are gonna be impacted, it's like the community as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would the Forest Service allow something like this to happen? Is there any given clue or reason as to what's happening here?
Well, they
to really make money?
I think the biggest thing is that the Forest Service deemed the area to be under like the categorical exclusion, which essentially says that there isn't enough evidence to support that there's going to be negative environmental impacts to the area for any of the mining companies to do any sort of environmental impact statement. And then also there's outdated mining laws from like 1872 that were established when like you use pickaxes to mine, and now it's like you can use like massive pieces of equipment to move earth like in a short period of time. I think the biggest thing is that like it's outdated mining law, and then also the categorical exclusion that the U.S. Forest Service deemed to the area are probably the two biggest things as to why they're allowing it to go forward.
Do you guys know much about like strip mining and leach fields and things like that, and what it would do to the environment. Why is that such a big deal?
With the, I mean, part of it is that it's just going to be an ultimate eyesore to that area. You can see it from an overlook at Hot Creek Geological Site. So that's part of the strip mine. It's just going to be a massive hole in the earth and destroying habitat, destroying just essentially the earth and ripping it apart. And then for the cyanide heap leaching, from what I've researched and done on my own time, is that they're like the pollution from that can leak into water sources, which we're already in a drought. We already have little water, fresh water for us to capitalize on out here, or to just not capitalize on, but to survive. And it's going to put that into jeopardy.
And the entire city of LA too, because LA's water comes from Mammoth and the Long Valley. So it's not just our local communities, but the entire city of Los Angeles as well.
Thank you for that. And we have more from them, as well as a video being put together showing the signs and giving more people's opinions about the subject. And we will get that to you soon. I'm sure there's a lot of different opinions about that. We've all heard mine, those that follow this. I'm sure there are other ones. And please comment and tell me if you disagree with me. I would love to talk about it. But one of the big problems is the pollution that is going to be caused from this, the destruction of the environment. You know, another type of pollution? Smog from cars. You see the little segue I did there? You want to know where you can get your car smogged to make sure that it is operating in the safe levels that it's supposed to be? Shorty's Speed Shop on Sneeden Street in Bishop. That's right. It's one of the only places in the Eastern Sierra that you can get a smog done on your car. So, you're telling me I don't have to get a smog done on my car. I'm not selling it. Well, that's true. But that doesn't mean it's not running like crap. And you might want to take it in there, get it looked at, make sure everything is performing correctly, because that will make your fuel efficiency better, which will make you smile. Because if you haven't seen the gas prices today, ooh, Nelly. I actually heard that Mono County has the highest gas prices in the friggin' country. So, you want your car to be running the best it possibly can to save you some dollars. So head over to Shorty's Speed Shop. Talk to Robbie. Get your car straightened up. That's going to do it for us today. For Eastern Sierra Now, I'm Jesse Steele, and we will see you tomorrow.
Solve them, even though I caused them. This time.